Hello, Audio Boom. It's James here. Haven't spoken to any of you for some time because I've been busy training with my new guide dog, Coco, who is awesome. And I've been taking her quite a bit into town. Took her into town again over the weekend after 3 days of town centre training anyway, just to see if I could find anything worth buying in M&S, because sometimes they have good meal deals on, and they had them all advertised, and they, well, I'll be honest, the selection was bloody awful. They didn't have fuck all in there that I was interested in. They sold out of most of it, which I suppose is testament to its staying power as a foodery, if you like, or a foddery, as Graham Page would call it. I took her up to the store where I get a lot of my underground music from, because the guy who runs it, I know him really well, and I said to him, I was in town, I just rang him and said, do you want to meet Coco? And in true sort of hippie-ish over stone style, he sort of went, oh yeah man, that'd be brilliant. Really like to sort of just see her, see what she's like in comparison to Izzy, like. And for those of you who haven't met her, well, basically for anyone who isn't Martin Roberts, and Cara as well, she's lovely. She's full of beans. She's 2 years old, and she has sort of a split personality, which I quite like, actually. I sort of feel that if a dog's really well behaved on harness, and then when I come back into my flat with her and take her harness and her lead off, I don't mind being a bit playful. She knows when to pack it in as well. And I think that's really nice, because you can't have a dog that's brilliant on harness and then, being a dog by, with their instincts, and then suddenly try and curb their instincts when they're not on the harness and not on the lead. But what's really nice about her is that she's a lot more sociable than Izzy. I mean, Izzy was more retriever than lab. Coco even looks more labby. And her personality kind of comes through a bit more. I think there's more character to her. And what's really good though is that she knows if I'm writing music or editing or something, she's really cool with the fact that she might not hear any noise for 20 minutes, and then suddenly she might hear a blast of something, intentional or otherwise. But she's really quite composed when that goes on, no pun intended. But she's really quite calm and quite chilled. I think what's interesting is that she used to be a dog for somebody else, and it didn't work because the chap's family, I think, were. I think it was quite a hectic household. I think there were a lot of kids around, and I think it just made more sense if he was living with other people. I believe something like that anyway, that his family were sort of doing the weekly shop and stuff like that. And I can understand that people would say, well, you've got the dog, use it. But I think my response to that is at least he, because the dog wasn't taken from him. He rang guide dogs and said, look, she's young enough to be retrained. I'm just not using her. I'm really sorry. Can we, come to some sort of arrangement? If if that person is on Audio Boom, because obviously I don't know who it is, but if they are on Audio Boom and they ever get to hear this, then I can reassure you that she's fine and she will remain fine. She's not being wasted. She's still responsive to commands and everything else. You haven't wasted the dog. She's a bit bigger than Izzy. Izzy was quite a slim dog, where Coco's all muscle. Huh, I wish I was. And she's little bit shorter from the floor to her back, but she's a lot broader than Izzy, so she's really strong when she wants. But on the harness, I'm not, people think that I'm just not remembering how Izzy was when she was Coco's age, but believe me, I am. Coco is far more accurate. She's far more switched on. And the thing that I find, what I find really nice about Coco, is that she's very obvious with what she wants. She's very keyed in to her environment, and she's very quick to denote off curbs and things like that. And it's very easy because she does, like all new dogs, she just fanny about a bit and does like try and sniff the verge or the inner shoreline, whatever you want to call it. But you know, quick flick on the handle and pack it in. So yeah, she's a really happy dog, and I'm a really happy owner, because I remember saying before Christmas that now Christmas is out of the way, and now that I've got a new dog, I intend really not to be around, certainly not in the flat very often, as regards both looking for work and looking for new places to go and see, new places to go and eat and drink, and just kind of follow the throng, really. I think it was a good time to draw a line after the whole Karen thing, and I think that's the point, really, is that it's nice to be able to kind of to put that in another corner of my mind that won't ever forget her, obviously, but that is able to support that memory without welling up and without kind of feeling like I have to justify my behaviour. So yeah, onwards and upwards. So not got a huge amount planned for this week. I do want to catch up on some of the stuff I've been doing music wise because obviously I've had to put that on the back burner for the last 3.5 weeks with the training. I was fortunate enough to be trained domiciliary. It seemed to make more sense, really, because I wanted Coco to be used to our surroundings really quickly, which she is, and she's like I say, she's very keen to work. So when I've finished recording this, I'll go up to the baker's and get some fresh bread, and I'll probably take her back into town tomorrow, but I'll do a block walk with her today as well, and then this evening I'll probably take her up to Waitrose. And there are two ways to get to my local Waitrose, one of which is a straight route, which is effectively, there's a crossing right next door to us, it's a pelican crossing. Cross that, turn left and cross two roads, and then there's a zebra crossing, and then Waitrose is further down. However, there's another route that uses a three-way crossing, and that's really handy because it allows us to get from one side of the high street where the bakers and boots and various things like that are to the other side where Waitrose and Timpsons and Carphone Warehouse and things like that are, and it enables us to do that in one big route. So sometimes, even if I'm just going to Waitrose, I will take her over the three-way just so she gets to know that we can get to the same place in two different ways, and that we might not be using one, or you know, we'll be using one or the other, but that'll be my decision. And she's proficient equally in both of them. So yeah, it's been a bit of an unusual time, really, because obviously retiring Izzy, I thought I was going to be a lot more upset than I actually was, but it was made a lot easier by the fact that the guy who now has her is really good with dogs, and he has acres and acres of land. And what I did when my brother and I was with my family over Christmas is I distanced myself from her for a few days. Not like, didn't ignore her, but I didn't overly play with her and stuff like that. I just wanted her to get used to being around multiple people and not necessarily looking to me for everything. And that seemed to make the whole process a lot smoother. I mean, I knew she'd be all right. And I was. I didn't even shed a tear, to be honest, which was brilliant, because I was obviously apprehensive, but as soon as I saw the place that the bloke who's got her now, as soon as I saw the place he's got, I was like, yeah, job done. Okay, at the risk of running out of time, I'm going to go.